The History and Topography of Ireland. After, Gerald of Wales. Part 15. Swans and Storks and Their Natures.
Swans are very plentiful in the northern part of Ireland. Storks are very seldom seen anywhere in Ireland, and when they are black. It has been said that swans sing defiantly at the moment of death, and this is true. Although there is some research to indicate that the song is not limited to the moment of its expiration, but is also sung at the moment of meeting its mate, at the moment of the departure of its cygnets, and also when returning onto the open water after a heavy rain. They are associated with the expression of raw and uncomplicated feelings. In the county of Leitrim, there was a briefly popularised method of therapy, prescribed by an eccentric therapist who would ask his more morbid patients to take themselves down to the canal and find a gathering of sleeping swans. He would ask them to lie down among them and sleep the night beside the white bodies right there upon the grass beside the water. And in the morning, immediately upon rousing, they were to walk under the nearest bridge, wading up to their waists if they had to, and scream with utter abandon, allowing any noise that wanted to come out to emerge. He believed that this process would release the accumulated torments of his patients, and come what may, they would reach a new state of consciousness, and would even be able to return to the workforce. The results of this therapy were mixed, and different reports circulate on the noises that emerged from under the bridges of Leitrim during this time. Some saying that they would hear strangled swan song, others just roaring and shouting, and still others weeping. The practice has been discontinued now, after the therapist in question had his license revoked. After it emerged, his only formal training was a 6-month online diploma in public relations. The stork is notable for its predilection for cold water, gathering often in the part of a lake where there are deep springs of the coldest water rising from the bedrock. The black stork is also known to have an unusual vulnerability, whereby during thunderstorms and upon the peal of thunder, it occasionally subdivides, splitting into two birds from its original one. The first of these two birds is close in type to the original, being bird-like and somewhat thoughtless, consumed by a desire for fish and enjoying flight and the feel of water on its legs. The second, however, is the closest that nature has offered by way of replicating our self-consciousness. This double becomes aware of itself. It begins to ask itself questions. Questions like,
what is the reason for this long beak of mine?
And once this question is found not to have an answer, it asks,
will the fish disappear someday? Or will I become too old and frail to hunt them any longer?
But rather than this being the worst question, it also asks in despair,
are all the other storks secretly laughing at me?
And finally, running out of novelty, it succumbs to,
what is one stork in the grand scheme of things?
This solitary and damned creature can be seen occasionally in secluded waterways, although they don't last long and die out, unloved by the rest of their species. It is the vital half that lives on until the next thunderstorm, when a few more will be created and the torment will recur all over again.
You have been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.